New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. Now, we mentioned previously on the show and on the podcast that producer Jared was catching the train.
On his own.
But we've got to give you an update because he did it all wrong.
I know. And then was so nervous that he'd committed somewhat of a crime.
Yeah, because I'm used to catching the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And a bus you just tag on at the start of the bus.
Mm. Yeah, at the end. But then some places when you're travelling, you only tag on and you never tag off.
Mm.
Which, it's all very confusing. There needs to be one way to tag.
Yeah.
And that's what the world does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're just thinking about how deeply profound that is.
No. I was just trying to think of the last time that I did a tag on, tag off. Because there are no trains where I go.
Yeah,
and
right.
And there's no buses where I live.
So what? I thought you meant tagging. While I'm waiting for the bus, I get out a diamond and carve my tag into
right,
the
like
bus stop glass. Scucks the lux.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know, I'll do it on the bus and then when I get off the bus as well.
I see quite a few of your Scucks Deluxe tags around city.
He's Bloom.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you're doing really well.
I'm blooming.
Now, how did you mess up the train?
So I got to the train station and it was a bit rainy. So I had a little speed walk about halfway down the platform to get to one of those signs that tell you how long it's going to take for the train to get to you.
Yep. Cute.
Yeah.
And instead of a time, it had a star, which means the train's arriving now.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, perfect timing. Glance to the right, there's the train. Train keeps going past me. Goes all the way to the end of the station.
Oh, yeah, you're at the wrong end, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at the wrong end.
Okay.
Oh, geez, stuff that up.
And because I don't catch them often, I don't know how long trains wait around for. So I get my jog on. And just dart into one of the cabins.
Right.
Yep.
Not
cabins.
Carriages. Oh,
carriages.
The cabooses. Yeah.
The caboose. So I didn't make it to the start of the train station.
Yep.
Which I've since found out is where you tag on.
Right. So you're on the train.
You're an illegal immigrant.
In a panic. Yeah, you're an illegal immigrant.
Yep.
On this train.
Yep.
From and South Africa, little Jared, he doesn't know where he is.
Oh, help me, I'm lost.
Where do I go? I don't know where to go.
Yeah. And I get on the train and there's cameras pointing at me.
Oh, why are they watching us?
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, my bro.
It's crazy.
And then I just spent the whole ride being like, oh my God, the ticket man's going to catch me.
He's going to come,
Yeah, you're all along the platform, little stands, and you just beep them.
Yeah, I know
them
now.
Because the last time I went on the trains when I lived in Wellington, because Wellington's very train friendly, the guy would come along, you'd have the little paper ticket that you get from Wellington Station.
Oh my God, Hon, it's not the 2000s.
Yeah, I know, this is genuinely it.
And over the speaker on the train, every stop or two, it'll be like, have your ticket ready for be prepared
that's
to
Nathaniel
have
Lees.
Your
blah, blah, blah.
Because sometimes they come down.
The Matrix.
Sometimes, actually, the last guy that came down, he listens to the podcast. The guy on the train checking the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And they take your card and swipe it against the machine, and it tells them you if you've paid.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Well, tickets.
I got off the train in Britomart, lovely city. I don't know if you guys have been there.
Yeah, I live right there.
And there weren't scanners. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Oh. I just got a free ride to town. Yeah. I'm going to Disturbed. I'm having a great night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but once you go up some stairs, there's like gates. And you can't pass through
and
them
security.
Until you scan.
Yeah.
So that cost me like $6.50.
Did you jump the gate?
Nah, there was some
Sprightly wee lad. I would have jumped the gate.
You could probably crawl under, actually,
I'm
to be honest.
I'm fast, but one hit, I reckon I'd be dead.
Yeah.
So the big scary security guards just like watched me as I scanned, got a ba-bum, and then scanned again and saw the $6.50 disappear.
Oh.
But so you were able to just take it straight away then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's all right then.
Okay. Yeah.
I still feel bad. I feel a little embarrassed.
I know, but also, you were so excited as a big boy.
Boy
on the train on his own for the first time in years.
In the big city from rural South Africa.
You stuffed it up.
There was some characters on the train. Tell you
really?
What.
Oh, yeah.
You don't make eye contact with people, that's for sure.
Oh, God, no. Mm-mm. I reckon next time, take the car.
I'll get the private driver to take
me. Just park it in town. Park the car in town.
Get my wife, park the car in town.
Get your wife, park the car.